Sister is the object of God's love. I do believe sincere Christian that accept Jesus Christ is also his object of love.
我们知道这个教会主爱之家是蒙主所爱的，我也相信主也爱其他的教会。
When we understand the supremacy of Christ, we also will have a deeper comprehension of the depth of his love.
那么当我们了解基督的超越性的时候，我们更加可以了解基督对我们的爱。
The reason that Christ's love never changed, never ceased, because his supremacy is superior in heaven and earth.
那么神给我们的爱是永不改变的，因为他的超越是超过一切。
And knowing his supremacy,Being affirmed by supremacy, affirm the faith of believer in the Old Testament time.
当我们了解基督的超越性的时候，就肯定了我们对他的爱，对他的信心。
Both in the Old Testament time and both in the New Testament time.
在不管是在旧约的时代，在新约时代，主对我他的子民的爱是永不改变。
As you all know that today the text is from the book of Hebrew.
那么今天的经文乃是记在希伯来书。
At this moment, we will only explore the first three verses of chapter 1.
那么今天讲到的重点就在第一章第一到第三节。
Even though it's only three verses, it is a summation of the Christology, the complete exposition of the Christology of Christ.
虽然这个经文是非常短，只有三节，但是它是基督论的一个中心的思想。
As you all know that the book of Hebrew, it was written, was addressing to the believer, with Hebrew background.
我们知道这个希伯来书的对象就是作者写给这个希伯来人。
And this is a church that was organized, not for a long time. It's an early church, a young church.
那么希伯来的教会是一个早期的教会，在很久以前就建立起来。
And they were organized in a very unfavorable situation.
他们初期教这个初期教会是在一个非常对教会不利的环境当中成长。
Because of the Hebrew background, they were ignored by their own people.
因为他们有希伯来人的背景，所以就很多外邦人的信徒可能对他不注重。
The Hebrew, that they believe in Judaism, ignore them.
哦，因为这个希伯来人本身也是信这个希伯来的犹太教，所以他对基督论呢是不清楚，有时候甚至忽略了他。
So they were opposed by their own people.
所以很多希伯来人也反对这种的思想。
And they were also opposed by the Roman government.
当然那个时候。甚至罗马的政府也反对这个基督教。
As you all know that, Roman government, they do not follow Judaism, but they are using Judaism to control the Jewish people.
那么罗马的政府是喜欢这个犹太教，他也利用这个犹太教来管理这些犹太人。
As some of the Jewish believers now uphold a new sect they call Christianity,Of course, the Roman government will not be pleased.
当然了，当这个希伯来人信这个犹太教的时候，被罗马政府就可以比较容易去利用，因为这个有宗教思想是比较可以容易去管理。
This group of newly converted Hebrew Christians are the real minority facing all kinds of persecution and discrimination in a very early stage of their church.
这些犹太人他们已经信了基督以后，他们的信仰是有各种不同的层面。
And many of them, because of the attack, because of the persecution, are at the edge of giving up their faith.
因为受了逼迫的缘故，很多这种刚刚信主的基督徒呢，就很想。可能有这个趋势要放弃他们的信仰。
And some of them may consider going back to Judaism so that they will get accepted by their own people.
有些人可能要回到他们的犹太教，因为这样子做的时候，他们可以被他们的犹太人更多的犹太人就认同。
It is under this kind of aversive situation The writer of the book of Hebrews writes this epistle and encourages them, this group of Hebrew background Christians, not to go back to Judaism.
就是因为这个缘故，这个希伯来书的作者就写这封信，去劝勉他们，鼓励他们不要开倒车，回到他们的犹太教。
The reason is very simple.
这个原因是非常的简单。
Because now they believe in Christ. Christ is superior than all.
因为他们既然相信基督，而且基督是超越的一切，所以他们没有理由再回到以前的信仰里面去。
As much as they understand God has been actively involved in their life, now Jesus Christ is also actively involved in their life.
那么最主要就让他们晓得，古时代，上帝去插手参与他们的生活，也。 顾念到他们，到了基督的时代，基督也照样的看顾他的子民。
Comparing how God the Father involved in their life, comparing what Jesus now involved in their life, actually the involvement of Jesus is even more superior than the involvement of God the Father in their life.
当他们把旧约时代神怎么样爱他，再看到现在基督怎么样爱他，这个强烈的比较一下，他们更加有理由去相信基督。
In chapter 1, verse 1, it first stated how God the Father was involved in their life.
那么希伯来书第一章第一节就讲到古时候，古时代上帝父神怎么样去照顾他的子民。
Here the text said, in the past, God spoke to your forefathers through the prophet at many times and in various ways.
就像第一章第一节这样子说，上帝已经在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
Of course, you know that God, at most of the occasion, is speaking through the prophet to reveal his will and desire to the people of Israel.
那么上帝怎么样去晓谕他们呢？就经晓谕他们的列祖呢，就是借着众先知，还有多方多次很多方法。
The word many times can mean frequently God is using the prophet to talk to them.
那么他的意思就是，上帝常常透过先知来向他的列祖讲话。
It can also mean God is revealing to them through a period of time.
那么我们也可以说，上帝多方多次，就是意思是说，在各种不同的时代、各种不同的时段，多次的向他们说话。
It can also mean God is speaking to them through the good time and also good the bad time.
那么这个也暗示到，神不但在他们平顺的时候向他们说话，在他们受逼迫、受困难的时候，也照样的向他们说话。
And also God is talking to them, revealing them in various ways that also imply various situations with different means.
那么多方多次呢，就是用不同的方法，在不同的场合、不同的环境当中向他们说话。
When Moses was at a run in his life, God spoke to him through the burning bush. When Moses was in a run for his life, God is speaking to him through the burning bush.
当摩西在逃难的时候，上帝借着这个燃烧的荆棘向他说话。
When Elijah feel very hopeless because he was chasing by the evil king Ahab, God spoke to him.
那么像以利亚，又是因为他被这个哈这个先知呢，这个不好的先知呢，就追杀他的时候，上帝也照样对他说话。
God comfort Elijah.
那么上帝安慰以利亚。
Hosea, as you all know, he is facing a very difficult family chaos, but God spoke to him to comfort him.
那么何西亚碰到一个极大的家庭的困难的时候，上帝也亲自对他说话，去安慰他。
As you all know that Hosea's wife is an adulteress, but God still talked to Hosea to comfort him.
因为我们知道何西亚的太太是个淫妇，但是上帝爱她，也去不断的安慰她。
So no wonder the Bible here first reminds this group of Hebrew, your God, God the Father, is actively speaking to you in all time, as you all know.
So 我们就知道父神在过去积极地参与信徒 一切的生活的细节。
God never abandoned his people.
神没有放弃他的子民。
It's only you abandon your God. God never abandoned you.
只有你去放弃上帝，上帝没有放弃你。
And then now in this time, God is revealing himself in a more superior way.
但是到了末世，就是基督耶稣来到世界上的时候，上帝用一种更积极更超越的方法来向他的子民显现。
Here he said, but in this last day, he has spoken to us by his son.
就是好像第二节这样子讲，就在这末世，借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
The last day, of course, doesn't mean the last day when Jesus comes back the second time.
那么这里的末世并不表示上帝第二次回来那个时段。
The Bible very often,Because I want to assure the imminent return of Jesus Christ, he said every day is the last day. You appear many times in the scripture.
那么圣经常常要叫我们做一个过一个警醒的生活。他说，就提醒我们每一天，耶稣基督的可能会回来。
Yeah. And here he said, now God in the present day, he was spoken to us by his son.
那么第二节就讲到，上帝，就是，耶稣。来了以后这段时间呢，像透过他的爱子耶稣基督晓谕我们，向我们说话。
Do you see a difference in Old Testament time? God spoke to us through the prophet. Now God spoke to us through His Son.
那你们有没有看到这个极大的对比呢？在古时候，上帝借着他的先知对我们说话；现在他借着他自己的独生子向我们说话。
Definitely through His Son is a more intimate.More relational mean.
那么很显明，这个透过他自己儿子的讲话，是一种更亲密的讲话。
All the Hebrew understand the word son mean someone that is extremely intimate, to you.
那么在犹太人的思想当中，讲到儿子的时候，就是同一个生命，就是跟父神有同一个非常密切的关系。
That's why Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that means Jesus and the Father, God the Father.Is extremely intimate.
当我们说父神跟父神的儿子的时候，我们就知道这个儿子跟父亲是个非常非常密切的关系。
And if you study verse 1, God spoke through the prophet, but then in verse 2, he said God spoke by his son. You see, even the preposition is different here.
那么你有没有看到这个关系上面一个改变呢？第一节是讲到上帝古时的时候借着众先知。对他的子民说话，但是到了末世的时候，他的儿子亲自对我们说话。
Actually, if you study the Greek term, if you play around with Greek language, the word "his" is not even there. The better translation is God spoke by Son.
那么第二节这里我们注意一下，就在这末世，接着他的儿子，结果他字呢，在原文里面是没有的。
That means the Son is God. That's why God spoke Son.
因为上帝的儿子就是上帝，上帝的儿子讲话的时候呢，就是上帝讲话。
So God is more intimately now relate to all of you.
所以上帝跟他的子民的关系呢，是更加的密切。
How can you give up this intimate relationship and going back, to Judaism? It doesn't make sense.
那么这个就不合理了。如果上帝那么跟我们有亲近，我们怎么可以放弃我们的信仰，回到原来的犹太教的当中呢
？Because of any difficulty, then you give up your faith. It doesn't make sense.
因为你觉得有困难去放弃你的信仰的时候，这个是完全不合逻辑的。
It doesn't make any sense when people look down on you, people despise you, then you give up your faith. It doesn't make sense.
所以当人家看不起你，当人家批判你的时候，你就放弃你的信仰。但是你没有想到神多么的爱你，多么的亲近你，你还能够这样子做吗
？And do you understand?Jesus Christ is such a great God. How can you give him up because of the little difficulties or little pain and hurt you experiencing?
那么当我们越了解上帝耶稣基督是那么伟大的神的时候，那么超越的时候，那么一点点的自战自信的苦楚，难道我们就放弃我们的信仰吗？
So in second part of verse 2 and then in the first and the whole first verse 3, we tell us seven points or seven reasons why theAuthor of Book of Hebrew believe that Jesus Christ is the superior God of heaven and earth.
那么当我们说耶稣基督是超越的时候，我们有什么证据呢？就在第三节的时候，这里讲到好几个理由。
There are seven reasons.
这里提到有七个理由。
It's extremely condensed, but it include seven reasons to prove the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
这一节的内容是非常的丰富，非常的严密。虽然是短短的一节，但是它有七个理由，说明基督的超越。
Hopefully, by understanding these seven reasons, your faith will be even more firmly rooted in Jesus Himself.
那么，当我们越了解这七个理由的时候，我们的信心就越能够扎根在基督的身上。
You will not be waved back and forth by anything aversive happen around you to give up your faith.
所以，当我们在生活当中碰到有困难的时候，让我们回想到这七个理由的时候，我们就没有理由去。放弃我们的信仰。
Reason number one, in the second part of verse 2, he said, Jesus was upon the hair of all things.
那么在第二节的下半部，这里讲到，上帝早已立他，就是基督，为承受万有的。
Everybody knows, Jesus' supremacy because he possessed everything God possessed.
讲到基督的超越的时候，就因为他承受，因为他拥有父神一切的丰盛。
Everything owned by God, owned by Jesus.
所有的事情，万物都是属于他，万物都是被基督所拥有。
And his the ownership of everything that Jesus has was upon that in the eternal past.
因为他这个拥有权呢？是在永远的过去被神已经立定。
In the eternal past, he was upon that in the past to possess everything that God possessed.
就好像这里圣经所讲，早已立他为承受万有了。这个万有本来是属于父神的，但是这个子神基督耶稣完完全全有这个拥有权。
As a human, we only possess something when our parent pass away. It cannot be upon in the past. It has to be upon in the future.
那么我们人的眼光来讲，我们不能拥有所有的。我们所要拥有的，就是当我们父母亲死了以后，他的遗产给我们，我们才有这个拥有权。
So Jesus is different than any human being.
但是耶稣基督跟凡人是完全不同的。
His status is much, much higher than us.
因为他的位格是高过所有一切的受造物。
And he is so rich, he's willing to share his richness, the blessed richness with all his children.
因为他的一切我们不能想象的丰富都在他的里面，他也乐意把他的丰富分享给我们。
In many ways, brother and sister, you are very, very rich. Spiritually, you are extremely rich. You have to remember that.
在很多的方面，我们能够思想到，我们实实在在是一个蒙福蒙恩的人，因为基督所有的，他都愿意分享给我们。
Never give up your faith because you are so rich is blessed by Jesus.
所以我们绝对不能放弃我们的信仰，因为上帝所有的丰盛都与我们有份。
And then there's.Next verse is this point is in also in verse 2. He said, "And through and through him, he made the universe."
那么第二节最后一段也讲到，神就是父神，神借着他创造诸世界。
Actually, Jesus is the maker of the universe. Appear, I don't know how many times in the New Testament, everywhere remind us the same message. Jesus is the creator.
所以从整个圣经的内容来讲，在很多处都提醒我们，耶稣基督就是万有的创始者。
He is the creator of the cosmos, including the materialistic part of the cosmos, and also included in materialistic part of the cosmos.
他不但拥有这个宇宙，物质的宇宙，也拥有这个属灵灵界的宇宙，所以一切的丰盛都是在他当中。
He created gold and silver, and also he created our life, even hold up more important than the gold and the silver.
他虽然创造万有，创造宇宙，但是我们不要忘记，他也创造我们，我们是他所造的。
So he is the creator of the universe.
他是宇宙的创造者。
This proves that he is the Almighty God because he has the ability to create, but he proved even more so other things.
那么既然他是创造宇宙的主宰，那么他就有理由我们相信他是全能。
And also he has the right ownership of the thing that he created.
那我们不要忘记他也拥有宇宙支持这个宇宙的运作。
And then because he is creation including you and me, he's the
他创造一切,
he has the right to own us.
当然也包括创造我们每一个人。所以我们是属于他的。
Remember that we belong to Jesus.
我们要记得我们是属于基督。
And going to the verse 3, the third point is that the Son is the radiant of God's glory.
那么第三节是讲到他超越的第三个理由就是上帝荣耀所发的光辉。
In this statement, one word extremely difficult to explain is the word glory.
那么有一个很难解释的神学名词但是我们常用的就是荣耀。
Where often we say glory, glory, we sing glory, but actually, what's glory?
当我们唱歌的时候说荣耀，荣耀，荣耀，但是我们到底这个荣耀是什么意思呢？
Glory is extremely difficult to explain in human word.
荣耀实在是用人的言语是非常去难以解释。
Interesting, in Old Testament, the word kabod, glory, imply a human organ, the liver.Inside our body is the word kabod that will also translate as glory.
这个很奇妙的就是在希伯来文
kabod,
glory 荣耀这个字呢就是我们身体内脏的一些器官肝脏。
Because the Old Testament people, don't challenge them if you happen to be a medical doctor here, okay? The Old Testament people believed organ is the most important organ.
那么希伯来人有这个认知认为这个肝脏就是身体当中最重要的一个器官。
And they also believe the liver's organ is the most heavy organ.
而且这个肝脏呢是一个身体里面工作的功能发挥功能最多的一个。
So,
一个
when every time when and they say about God's glory, they use the word kabod.
那么当希伯来人说上帝的荣耀的时候他就说 kabod 这个字就是想到一个最重要的器官在他的身体的里面。
Exactly, the translation will say it, because they're talking about something is the most important inside one's body.
因为他是在我们身体是最重要他们就联想到这个上帝在我们人生当中是一个最重要的。
Exactly, that's exactly the correlation.
这个就是我们这样子一个比对。
Hebrew language is extremely graphic.
那么我们记得希伯来人呢是很喜欢用这个图画这种方法来表达他们的意念。
If they believe liver is the most important organ, then God is the most important being. So they use the same word to describe the greatness of God.
那么当他深深的相信这个肝脏是对他是很重要的时候，那么他就想到这个上帝在他的人生的道路当中是最重要的。
In the New Testament, the word glory is doxa. It's also very difficult to explain.
那么在新约的时候也用到这个glory 这个荣耀这个字，就是 doxa.
But when Paul talked about salvation, he hinted to us in Ephesians chapter 1, ours of salvation bear the purpose to praise the glory of God.
那么当保罗在写以弗书这个书信的时候，他说。他在那里赞美上帝的荣耀。
Even our salvation is for the glory of God.
甚至我们的救恩也是上帝荣耀的一部分。
If you think that salvation is most important, this is serving a purpose to glorify God.
那么如果你觉得这个你的得救是那么重要的时候，那么你想到得救的时候，你就是荣耀上帝。
I believe salvation is very important, right? It's the most important thing.
那么我们都信徒都知道，这个我们的救恩是我们人生当中永恒当中最重要一部分。
Salvation has to be more important than any other kind of achievement.
那么我们的救恩一定是比世界上所有一切的东西更加重要。
But here Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6, 7 and 8, he said, our salvation is to praise to the glory of God.
所以保罗说，以弗所书讲到我们的救恩乃是用来彰显称赞上帝的荣耀。
So the sun is the radiant of God's glory can only be understood is the sun manifests the greatness of the greatness of God himself.
所以当我们讲到爱子是上帝荣耀所发的光辉，就是讲到爱子就是彰显上父神一切的丰盛。
in Jesus, he revealed all the greatness of God himself.
如果我们看到上帝的伟大的时候，那么耶稣基督拥有所有上帝的伟大。
And because Jesus is God himself.
为什么呢？因为耶稣基督就是上帝。
He either from himself radiate that glory, or he, while he on earth, reflect that glory. There's two possibilities here.
那么这里解释就有两个可能性啊，一就是他就是荣耀的本身，但是他在道成肉身这个阶段，他是反射上帝的荣耀。
The implication to all of us as believer is very straightforward.
那么这个对我们信徒有什么意思呢？就是我们一定也要学基督一样，反照上帝的荣耀。
He said, right, you know, as Christian, we cannot radiate God's glory from within, but we can reflect God's glory by our life.
基督徒没有办法发出神的光辉，但是我们可以做他的器皿，反照上帝的光辉。
And then the fourth point that explains the supremacy of Christ is in verse 3 is because he is the exact representation of his being.
第四个原因就是基督为什么那么超越，就是他是神本体的真相。
I don't know how people explain it before the modern science come into our attention. It's extremely difficult to explain this, but the modern science can explain this. Explain this concept. The modern science can explain this concept.
这个我不知道怎么去解释，但是我相信近代的科学可以给我们一点点的提示。
The exact representation of being can best be explained that as Jesus Christ, the DNA of the Father.
这个本体的真相，我们用现代科学的俗语来讲，就是它是就是生物里面的 DNA， 上帝的 DNA。
它是上帝的 DNA。
它就是上帝的 DNA。
Because He is God.
因为他就是上帝。
So, especially this text is addressing to the Old Testament background believer. If you respect God the Father, how can you don't respect the DNA, which is Jesus Christ, the same?
这个就我们今天这人就很容易了解了。如果你相信上帝是那么的荣耀，但是 DNA 就是代表上帝。那么如果基督是上帝的 DNA， 那你就没有理由不尊重耶稣基督。
So, with this going to the point number five, the number five even more applicational now, he's sustaining all things by his powerful word.
那么第五个理由，他是超越的时候，因为耶稣基督托住万有，他用全能的命令托住万有。
This commendation has a lot of application to us.
那么这个超越性的原因呢，对我们生活当中呢有很多方面的应用。
First of all, he said he's sustaining all the things by his powerful word. I want you to focus at his word.
那么这里讲到他就是基督用全能的命令托住万有。
The word of God has tremendous power.
那么我们知道上帝的工作是有极大的上帝的言语是有极大的能力。
When the word was proclaimed, even sometimes from a very immature young Christian, we see results because the word of God is powerful.
因为当神说话的时候，就算你是一个初信的基督徒，你也会感受到上帝的全能的影响。
So in our ministry, make sure you are using the word of God, you are explaining the word of God, you are letting people understand the word of God. That is very crucial.
传道的时候，我们必须要传讲上帝的话语，我们必须要解释上帝的话语，我们必须要把上帝的话语解释得清楚。
And here also that Jesus is using the powerful word to sustain all things.
那么你们有没有注意到，耶稣基督是用他的话语来托住这个万有？
那 sustaining with ing has a lot of meaning here.
这里讲到是托住是一个。不断的进行是。
Now, you may think, I don't know how many of you at my age when we see the cartoon, remember we have one of our cartoon hero, Papa. Papa is a sailor man. Have you seen that cartoon before? No, you never see that. If someone see that cartoon, there's a guy called Papa. Every time he eats some spinach, his arm gets big and he can lift heavy weight. that Papa is a sailor man. Some of you never.
那么听说有一个 TV 的卡通片，他的名字叫巴巴啊，因为巴巴就是那个手臂很大，你要什么东西举不起，你叫他这个巴巴来，他就举起来。
这个 Papa every time we eat the spinach, his arm get bigger. He can lift a lot of weight.
哦，这个爸爸很奇怪，他很喜欢吃这个spinach， 就是这个
菠菜。
菠菜一吃下去了，他的马力就够了。
So, people may think sustaining is someone like have the power like Papa can carry many things.
所以我们讲到上帝托住这个万有，就是讲到上帝基督用他的话语不断不停地托住这个宇宙。
But it's more than that concept. Actually, it's talking about he can carry a lot of heavy weight, and then by carrying the heavy weight, he can move forward to a destination.
那么他有很大的能力，就是不是说仅仅能够把东西举起来，他能够抬住一个很重的东西，然后向前迈进。
Sustaining means he can carry and he can move forward.
那么这个托住的意思呢，就是把它托住，然后很轻松的把它带到前面去。
So Jesus, by using his word, he can carry us and then move us forward. That's the meaning of sustaining.
那么这个托住的意思就是上基督能够托住这个万有，而且把这个万有很轻松的照着他的命令走向他所命定的结局。
So you better believe all the way my Savior led me. Jesus is carrying you. Jesus is leading you.
所以我们应该要记得，耶稣基督每天都抬着你，每天就带着你走前面的道路。
And more than that, Edward, the sixth point is, up, and then he had provided purification for our sins.
那么第六个超越的原因，就是耶稣基督洗净了人的罪。
And Jesus has offered a complete salvation.
因为耶稣把上帝为我们设立的救恩成全了。
It's a complete salvation.
这个是个完备的救恩。
That gives us the assurance for the, in the heaven, and also gives us assurance that God will help us while even we are even on earth.
而且他给我们一个保证，让我们知道我们的归宿是怎么样，但是在走人生的道路的时候，他也给我们一切的帮助。
He provides a purification for all sin. That means that sin cannot slave us. We are no more be bondage by sin. That's what it means.
那么洗净人的罪的什么意思呢？就是让我们不能再做罪的奴仆。
And because Jesus has given us a complete salvation, He's purified us for all sin, then we have assurance that we can make choice to live a life of victory.
那么上帝既然给我们全面的救恩，也托住我们生活一切的细节，那么我们就有这个把握，这个信心去信靠他。
In Christ, nothing is impossible.
因为在基督里面没有难成的事。
By Christ, you can overcome sin.
那么靠着基督，我们可以胜过罪恶。
And also by Christ, you can even forgive and other sin against you.
靠着基督，我们还可以原谅别人。
If others sin against you,
如果有罪恶去捆绑你或者对付你的时候
，May God help us. This and then the last reason for the supremacy of Christ is that He sit down or He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
那么第七个超越的原因就是基督坐在高天至。大者的右边。
Remember, the job has done because on the cross Jesus say finish. You remember that?
因为你没有记得在十字架的时候，耶稣讲了七句话，其中一句是成了。
The job of salvation, the complete salvation, God have offered to us through Jesus Christ.
就是讲到他为我们预备的救恩已经成了。
Here it says Jesus sat down.
所以。耶稣就坐下来。
Sit down where? At the right hand of the Majesty in heaven.
那么坐在哪里呢？就坐在至高者的右边。
Right hand means he's in the same position of the Majesty in heaven.
那么右边什么意思？右边就是跟父神同等的地位，坐在天上。
And also being allowed to sit down, that means he has the same status with the Father.
他能够坐下来，就代表他与父神的的地位是完完全全同等的。
Do you know that all earthly priests, when they serve God in the temple, they were not allowed to sit down? They have to stand when they serve God.
地上的祭司，当他们供职的时候，他们是不能坐在凳子上面。
First, because they are not God, they are not allowed to sit down.
第二个原因就是他们不是上帝，不是神。
Second, their job was never complete. That's why they have to continue doing it. That's why they cannot sit down.
就是那个祭司所做的一切都是暂时的，他没有完全完成这个救恩，所以他只能站在那边不断的侍奉。
But Jesus Christ, his job of salvation is complete and complete. That's why he can.
但是耶稣基督所成就的救恩已经完完全全的成就了，所以他可以坐下来。
Today I have only one message for you.
那么我们现在就思想。
In Christ, we have everything we need to live this life.
我们在基督里面，我们拥有一切。
Brother and sister, do not let any situation, any kind of thing that divert your trust and your faith. Trust our Lord Jesus.
所以弟兄们，弟兄姐妹们，我们不应该把世界上所碰到的困难成为我们放弃信仰、放弃的一种借口。
Christ is superior than all.
因为耶稣基督超越一切。
He is faithful.
而且他是信实的。
And he is great.
而且他是伟大的。
He will never abandon his child and his church.
他永不放下我们为孤儿。
I hope the supremacy of Christ become rooted in the foundation of your church.
我就愿意耶稣基督的超越成为我们这个新教会的一个基础。
So every time you think of Jesus, nothing can bother you anymore.
当我们注目在耶稣的身上的时候，没有一件事情。
It's for Jesus I live. For Jesus, this church was born.
因为耶稣是永活的，因为这个耶稣的缘故，我们这个教会的存在。
And it's because of Jesus we serve in this church.
因为我基督的缘故，我们可以跟其他的教会分享基督的荣耀。
Because of Jesus, I choose to serve in this church.
因为耶稣基督，我选择在这个教会里面去服侍。
May God bless you all.
愿上帝祝福你们。
Let me pray. Our God in heaven, we thank you so much for this special time.As we think about the greatness of Jesus, we know that Jesus, you are our foundation. Because of you, this church was built. Because of you, this church was organized to do your will. God, you help us so we know why we are here. We know that why we have to commit. God, you also know that we have to depend on you, that nothing will be impossible. No difficulty cannot be resolved. God, you help us so our eyes...With faith, we will always focus at you. And thinking about the greatness of you, we will always be encouraged. God, you help us as we continue to move forward. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay.